right up there with the very best of them, yes. We've had a couple of Cheltenham Festival winners, a Martel Cup winner. We won the Mum Club Novice Chase with Delius. But this would be right up there with the very, very best of them. I don't think it's... You know, I wouldn't distinguish one from the other, but, it, you know, a big winner like this, it's certainly the most valuable race we've ever won. And it's just tremendous job satisfaction.
When you went to Chepstow, the bookmakers were giving you a pretty decent chance. Were you quietly confident?
Not at all, no. I'd been at Foss Last the day before when it had rained all day and it was absolutely thoroughly wet and miserable. And Le Beau Bay wants it absolutely mud up to his ears. But they hadn't had the rain at Chepstow, so I was a little bit perturbed that it wasn't going to be quite soft enough for him. Also, a lot of our horses have been coughing, and you never know how they're going to run.
He was about five lengths down on Giles Cross, and I must admit, I thought then maybe my shrewd investment had gone west, as it were, but he came good.
At the fourth last, I thought we were booked for second. At the third last, I wasn't quite sure. By in between the third last and second last fences, I thought, oh, we're in here, so there's a real squeak now. And that's when I started to get a bit excited. And then between the last two, I was thinking, yes, yeah, we've got this now. We've only got to jump the last, we've won it. And that dreadful film on television of me jumping up and down, getting terribly red in the face. But it did mean an awful lot to me. And people are laughing at me and, you know, cracking jokes at my expense. Well, that's up to them. I don't mind. We won the Welsh National.
What next for Le Beau Bay, then? Where do you go from here?
The one thing with these horses, you can't run them too often, these stayers, otherwise you just completely bottom them. I think it's towards the end of February, there's the Ida Chase at Newcastle. He'll go there. Last year, it was run in bottomless conditions. It was a real war of attrition, and only two horses finished, actually. It wasn't really terribly pretty viewing, but that's 4 miles, which he'll get. It's a bit further to go to Newcastle than Chepstow, but we'll have to put up with that. But I gather that Giles Cross is going for that. That's his next step as well. And, you know, we'll be much higher in the weights. You know, I don't know what the handicapper will do to us for this, but he ain't going to be too nice to us, that's for sure. So maybe Giles Cross will get his revenge on us up there.
Well, we shall wait and see. But in the meantime, many congratulations. Terrific for the stables, terrific for the area.
Well, it's nice. We've had so many phone calls and, you know, text messages and emails and things from all sorts of people. It's very, very nice that, you know, so many people have watched it. And I went down to the shop this morning to get the papers, and Mandy in the shop even said, well done, wasn't that fantastic, I watched it. And, you know, people were full of it. It was great.